your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Some separated families reunited. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A senior Trump administration official says 500 of the 2,300 kids separated from parents prosecuted for entering the U.S. illegally have been reunited since May. Those are protesters singing with adults circling kids wrapped in blankets as they rallied outside the U.S. Capitol. Inside, a conservative attempt at immigration reform failed when about 40 Republicans joined Democrats opposing it. Then what's called a compromise version was delayed.
First, so rank-and-file Republicans could get questions answered. After that session, the decision was made by GOP leaders to hold off on a vote until next week.
This will give us time, I think, to work out our differences. We have a lot of different factions in our conference.
The House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul is still optimistic Republicans will find the votes.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. President Trump's reacted to Congress's attempt. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Frustrated at the inability of Congress to pass an immigration bill, the president tweeting Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and members of Congress in November. He continued, Dems are just playing games, have no intention of doing anything to solve this decades-old problem. We can pass great legislation after the red wave, he wrote. Meanwhile, the so-called zero-tolerance policy at the border may be changing. The U.S. Attorney's Office is reportedly dismissing cases in which parents were charged with illegally entering or re-entering the country. Dave?
John, the anger is growing in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Nearly 1,000 people protesting for a second day, shutting down traffic on a highway at one point because of the police shooting death of a 17-year-old who fled a traffic stop. The Allegheny County Police Commissioner says he's confident the car Antoine Rose was in was involved in an earlier shooting. Two guns were found inside it. It has been flooding in several states. Helicopters had to rescue people stranded in Texas and in Montana. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
First Lady Melania Trump got involved in the controversy over separating immigrant families, going to a facility housing kids in McAllen, Texas.
I want to thank you for your hard work, your compassion.
But she generated some controversy of her own.
Instead of focusing on her compassion, critics are poking fun of a green jacket Mrs. Trump was photographed wearing while boarding Air Force One. The jacket reads, "I don't really care, do you?" Naysayers are trying to draw comparisons to the message and immigration. The First Lady spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says it's a jacket. There was no hidden message, adding, I hope the media isn't going to choose to focus on her wardrobe. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Of course, there was a lot of reaction on social media. President Trump chimed in, tweeting, it refers to the fake news media. Melania has learned how dishonest they are, and she truly no longer cares. Charles Krauthammer has died at age 68. A Pulitzer Prize-winning conservative columnist who lost a battle with cancer. Krauthammer spent years as a commentator on Fox News Channel.
Krauthammer was known for his incisive takes on the politics of the day, including the day business mogul and reality TV star Donald Trump was elected president of the United States.
This is an ideological and electoral revolution of the kind we haven't seen since Reagan.
At the age of 22, Krauthammer was paralyzed in an accident when on a hot July day, he and a classmate went for a swim before their afternoon classes to cool off. Upon diving into the water, he hit his head on the bottom of the pool. Krauthammer later described that moment to Fox's Brett Baer.
When did you realize that the accident was life-altering?
The second it happened.
You knew?
I knew exactly what happened. I knew why I wasn't able to move. And I knew what that meant.
At the bottom of the pool,
I wasn't getting out.
Krauthammer did get out, but his life was forever changed.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland, and I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
ESPN 93.5, good morning, live from Value Check, Glen Park Drive. The line has dissipated. You can walk right into the store now and get your 5 gallons of milk for a dime each and 5 dozen eggs for a dime each. Unbelievable. While supplies last only till 9 a.m., our news brought to you by Gina Johnson in her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Fire ambulance services in Mattoon are ending. WCIA says the last day of service for the ambulances will be July 24th. Ameren is warning of phone scam attempts. WEEK says scammers pretending to be representatives of Ameren, Illinois, are calling people threatening to immediately disconnect power if a customer does not make a payment. More than 50 customers in central Illinois have already been hit with the scam this year. The scams have cost customers $75,000 over the last 5 years. Ameren says they will never demand payment over the phone. If you plan on traveling for the 4th of July holiday, you'll have a lot of company. AAA is out with its travel forecast, saying a record-breaking 46.9 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more away from home. That would be up 5% from last year, and it is the highest number since AAA started tracking July 4th travel. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Gina Johnson, a mental health professional and life coach. I've compiled my 20 years of experience into my new book, Let's Make It a Habit, which teaches you to train your brain to navigate negativity. In both my book and in-person workshops, I can teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve team synergy and communication, and develop positive habits that will create measurable results for your business. Let's chat about how my book and workshops can make a difference in your life and in your business. Visit my website at letsmakeitahabit.com.
Let us check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or BlossomBasket.com. And good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. I know it's a little overcast, but still a good time for you to head on out to 1914 Glen Park Drive. Get your milk and eggs for the next couple of weeks. You'll be set up, and it's just a dime apiece. Limit 5, please. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 76, 63 our low tonight. 20% chance of showers tomorrow with a high 77. Clouds at a low 63 by Saturday night. Might see some sunshine on Sunday with a high 83. Back to work Monday with sunshine and a high 84. 67 the current temperature. ESPN 93.5 at 7:08.
Yeah, you have time, obviously. You have till 9. There goes Margie Steggin, our good friend.
Hello, Margie! Go Cubs!
She's outside, but I bet she hears you in spirit. She just walked away with her milk.
Okay.
Anyway, there was a very healthy line. And we're here at Value Check, and the reason we're doing this is I kind of wanted you to take a look at the store. I'm kind of into the carpet because it's quiet, and the 8-foot aisles, because I was telling Andy that I really don't care for bumping into people in carts, and I avoid aisles. And what is that? It's just like, get off my grass or something. But Andy Burwell is the manager at Value Check, so describe your store.
So what we are, it's a cost-plus food. What that is kind of exactly what it sounds like. As a customer, you're going to pay what we pay, our cost, the cost of the goods and what it costs us in labor to get it to the shelf, and then you pay an additional 10% at the front register.
So if you spend a dollar on crackers, I'll spend $1.10 plus tax. That's the deal.
That is correct, yes.
Right, well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's amazing that you can get all that done. So I'm seeing all this milk fly out of here, and it's a dime each. So how are you doing that at the cash register? How's that work? I mean, do you add a penny because it's cost plus food? It's just 10 cents.
That's exactly right.
We're leaving here for 12 cents a gallon, really, because you're adding a penny and then a penny for tax?
Exactly.
Okay, I can afford that.
Yeah.
So we had a good line out here, and people are coming through pretty quickly because I wouldn't think 7 a.m. is a big shopping hour. I bet they...
No, you're absolutely right. It's 7 a.m. It's usually pretty quiet from 7 to 9, so...
Why do you open at 7?
Because we have to.
Tell corporate you'd like 10-ish. You can sleep in a little bit, huh?
I'm more of an early bird. I like getting up, yeah. getting the day going. And
the problem with that is you don't leave at 3.
No, I'm still here till 4.
No, I'm saying, dude, if you get up at 7, I mean, but you guys, you managers always work too much. Okay, so we want people to come out and experience the store is the point. You're losing money on the deal, but good for you. We're happy about that as far as getting people in here to look. I think they're going to like what they see. The produce department, I was talking to Justin, it's a nice produce department. Way bigger than any of the others that would be comparably priced. I mean, this is a county market produce.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's your standard produce department that you'd see just about anywhere. You know, we've got plenty of variety. It's a full-blown produce department. The whole store is that way.
But the other places that I've referenced before that might be comparable on the price have zero selection based on this.
Absolutely right. I mean, that's one thing about this concept. It's not just a lot of knockoffs and brands you never heard of. You know, we've got national brands out there, you know.
Tyson Chicken.
Exactly.
Meat department. We got people back there in the meat department.
Oh, yeah, already. We had to bring our meat cutters in a little bit early this morning to get up and get going. But, yeah, no, we've got all our meats cut fresh in-house. You know, it's USDA Choice Angus Beef. So we don't skip on quality here at all.
Okay, so what do you think? I'm seeing all 2%. What's going to be the most popular?
Definitely 2%. Over half of my order was 2%.
You do skim and whole?
Actually, you're wrong. For this store, whole is our second best.
Really?
Yeah. And then skim and 1% are about the same after that. So.
Okay, man, we're pushing milk and eggs. We're pushing come see value check. And also the ice drink, I can't. You notice the yellow coconut pineapple leaves quickly?
Yeah, I got to go over there and check and see if I got any for you.
You won't at 9.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. If I'm out at 9, I'm okay with that.
But. Oh, all right. Well, listen, come back. We'll chat some more. Thanks, Andy.
Sounds good. Thanks, Stevie.
Andy Burwell's the manager at Value Check. It's a cool place. So a steady stream of people are just coming in, but the line was pretty strong early. And talked to everybody in the line, thanked them for coming, and but they were here when I got here.
Oh, yeah.
So they were lined up, and a whole bunch of, see, people with little children, not very many at this hour, but I see a Cub T-shirt right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're live here this morning till 9. We'll do kind of the normal show, but I just wanted to kind of push this because essentially the milk you're buying, I kind of know it's $3.50 at County Market. Good morning. Get some milk and eggs. All right, she's on her way. and it's so essentially it's like I'm giving you $25 because a dozen eggs, I think at the other stores are $2. These are a dime. So it's a unique buying opportunity, and it is kind of $25 a customer, kind of. It depends where you go, but it's a really, really good deal. And so I think he did tell me it is a penny at the register and a penny for tax. So I guess it's 12 cents. But if you have a problem, come by and I'll give you a quarter or something. Okay, so it's Friday. It's June 22nd. Broadcasting live, Boyd Matheson will be coming up bottom of the hour. Reactions to President Trump's executive order continue. Melania Trump wears the coat.
I don't really care. Do you?
Do you?
On the back of a $39
now,
jacket.
Don't get it.
Right.
Why? Why would you? You know, maybe she's got a little morning. Maybe she's got a little Donald in there to kind of antagonize. It's just an unforced error, as I would call it. I mean, you know, you're going to go see these kids on the border and you're wearing that jacket. Not necessary. You know, and maybe they picked at her too much, but you don't need to do it. I mean, you know they're going to go like crazy, and social media exploded when she had that jacket on. It just was one of those, you don't need to do that because it's, you know what's going to happen. Very predictable. Remember last week I told you what Phil Mickelson should do? I said he needed to go to the microphone and apologize profusely for dissing the game of golf at the U.S. Open when he hit the putt that was
right.
Still. And I said, here's what he has to do. And then he got to the microphone and said, you guys need to toughen up. Wrong answer. They beat him up for 3 days. And then you know what he did Wednesday morning? He came out and did exactly what I told him to do.
I see.
Except he didn't listen to me. Because some of those things are just like, okay, they're very easy because you have to think with the PR side of it and how it's going to be covered.
Uh-huh.
And you just knew he was going to take a beating on that. Okay, so the Cubs lose at Cincinnati. The Cardinals non-competitive in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, folks. Cubs are the team to beat. Milwaukee is the second-best team in that Central. There's just no doubt. The Cardinals are just not a very good baseball team. They're not very good at fielding. They're not very good at hitting. And their pitching has been decimated by injuries. So could be kind of a long stretch. Maybe. But some of the stuff that Cardinals are doing for Cardinal fans, it's like very unlike them to lead the league in errors. What? Quarter after, jump to sports. I'm live at Value Check selling 10-cent milk and 10-cent dozen eggs. Come on down. Value Check off of Mattis at Glen Park Drive. You can only buy this cheap milk and eggs till 9. Here you go, ESPN 93.5, quarter after 7 on this Friday. Here's Diane with sports.
Thanks, Stevie. We had 11-3 as the final. Milwaukee Brewers on top of the St. Louis Cardinals. The Redbird recap ain't pretty. And here it is on ESPN 93.5.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney in Milwaukee, where the game was downright ugly last night. Four errors committed by the Cardinals, and the Brewers capitalized, winning 11-3.
Carlos Martinez was not sharp at all in the Cardinals' start. He couldn't throw strikes, couldn't get guys out, really kind of self-destructed on the mound, made a couple of wild pitches and an error. Just was not the Cardinals' night. Brent Suter on the other side was really tough to hit. He only gave up 2 hits in 7 innings.
Jairo Munoz had a 3-hit ball game and drove in 2 runs. When looking for bright spots, that's one of them. Another is John Gant. He was tagged with 4 runs. They were unearned, but he pitched much better than that.
Brett Cecil had another scoreless inning. Greg Garcia actually had to pitch an inning because the Cardinals were out of relievers. But it really was not the relief problem. It was the defense and not enough offense.
11-3, Milwaukee won last night. The Cardinals try to get back into the win column behind Jack Flaherty tonight.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Cincinnati over the Chicago Cubs, 6-2 is the final yesterday. You'll hear more of that series today on US 105.9. A's and Chicago White Sox postpone due to rain. They've got a doubleheader today. What's trending, Stevie, is that's the 40th rainout so far. It's June 22nd,
and we've had
a lot of rainouts. And
yeah,
you know, so
a lot
the
of makeups coming up.
Yep, NBA draft had number one pick of the Phoenix Suns, DeAndre Ayton, a center out of Arizona, 24 double-doubles last season?
Yeah,
dude,
he's pretty good. Yeah, he's big and long, and Arizona loved him.
Chicago Bulls have Wendell Carter Jr. and Chandler Hutchinson, and then we had the Pacers with the number 23 pick, a guard out of UCLA, Aaron Holiday. So the NBA draft continues into the weekend. We also had World Cup soccer action. Croatia over Argentina. Now they'll face Iceland. France over Peru, 1-0. Now they'll face Denmark. And Australia and Denmark tied at a game apiece. And NHL trending news didn't stay with the Washington Capitals long after winning the Stanley Cup. Barry Trotz locks in a deal with the New York Islanders.
Yeah,
it's
all right.
All about money. I know you'll be watching some of that PGA golf action out of Cromwell, Connecticut. I saw that our own Nick Hardy won under 69.
Yeah, and it's those are pretty good scores. Nick Hardy 69, Dylan Meyer 70, D.A. Points also 70.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Johnson, though, had 63, so the cut line is going to be, they're going to have to shoot 66, 67 to make that cut. I mean, that's just, these guys are so good. Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5, 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Showers today, otherwise overcast, 76 our high, 63 our low, up to 77 tomorrow, down to 63, partly cloudy conditions, early showers. On Sunday, partly sunny, with a high 83, and a high 83 for Saturday's forecast. We're currently at 63. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com, live from Value Check, selling milk for a dime and eggs for a dime till 9 a.m. I think supplies will last, but get out here if you can before 9 to take advantage of this great deal. We'll be right back, 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network. It's expected to hurt U.S. companies that sell whiskey, motorcycles, and jeans, among other products. The European Union today starts slapping tariffs on those and other American imports in retaliation for U.S. tariffs on European steel and aluminum. Also on the EU list, cranberries, orange juice, tobacco, cosmetics, and a slew of other items. $3.4 billion worth of U.S. products in all. U.S. stock futures higher ahead of the opening bell, raising hopes the Dow Industrials will break their 8th session losing streak. One apparent reason, OPEC meeting on whether to raise oil output. Saudi and Russian energy ministers say a production hike of about 1 million barrels per day is possible. Crude today up about 1.25%. Tesla plans to shut down more than a dozen solar installation plants across 9 states. Reportedly part of the 9% workforce cuts announced last week. The solar cuts will affect facilities of the former Solar City, which merged with Tesla in 2016. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Pat O'Neill.
ESPN 93.5, lots of white milk flying out of the Value Check. I'm seeing people pushing these carts. Wanted you to see the store and check out the 8-foot aisles. And then what you do is you price shop and you compare. And I think these guys are Ruler, Aldi, comparable, except much bigger selection. Their produce department is huge. And just kind of cool, a lot of people coming in, and it's this is fun.
They got the eggs milk, too, right?
5 gallons of milk, five dozen eggs. Go get them. Right. Say yeah, eggs for a dime. Everybody's grabbing these carts and headed to the back of the store, and it's just been a real steady pace. I mean, we've sold hundreds of gallons of milk already, and I'm not sure how many Andy bought, but I think he bought plenty. But at 9:01, I promise you, the deal is done. These boys are losing money on this
right.
one. So probably about $2.80 a gallon loss. So I'm appreciative that they do that for us so that we could give our audience a chance, you know, essentially to hand them a $20-$25 just in savings on something like that. Now, again, somebody told me you could freeze milk. Have you heard of that?
I have.
You can freeze milk?
I mean, why not try it? It's only a dime.
Guess, good point. That's fine. So if you get a chance before 9 to come by, it's on North Madison, and the whole point of the promotion is for you to look at the store and to say, you know, it's kind of nice. Maybe I'll come back. That's why they're doing it. They want you to take a peek. So I think you'll like it if you come on out. It's Value Check is where I am till 9 o'clock. Boyd Matheson, he's coming up, political strategist. We'll chat with him coming up in just a few moments. Explore issues that matter most to you, your family, and your financial future with Busey's magazine, The Pillar. Spring issues available now. I got a lot of good things in there. Refresh, renew, restore your home with tips, including how Busey home equity loan or line of credit can help finance your fixes. Busey connects the dots between health and wealth with expert advice on how to plan financially and physically for the long term. After more than 5 decades of commitment and service to Busey, Vice Chairman Ed Charlo is retiring. I think people will miss Ed. He and Carol have done such a wonderful job. I don't know what he's thinking. I mean, I thought, you know, he has another good 30 years left. Come on, Ed.
Exactly.
Busey's most valuable asset are their people. They recognize that. Busey introduces a nonprofit partner, Midwest Food Bank, sharing its blessings and bridging the needs of neighbors suffering from food insecurities, all in this edition of The Pillar. So if you want to check it out, The Pillar, you can go to Busey.com. Visit the publications page in the resource center at Busey.com, or you can request a copy of the magazine at any of their convenient locations today. Busey, you dream our promise. Member FDIC. Again, we are live at Value Check, cost plus food, so they figure out what it takes to get the Gala apples out, and then they bump it 10%. So that's kind of
good
what they
concept.
Do. Great produce department led by Justin. Thanks for picking up my sign, my friend. Better get more duct tape out. Thank you. Okay, we'll be right back. Boyd Matheson next. You're listening to ESPN 93.5. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. Live at Value Check. Selling milk for a dime and eggs for a dime. Limit five per. And the carts are rolling by loaded with milk and eggs. We'll be right back.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big one-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at three for just 12 bucks. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. One-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs, right now, three for just 12 bucks. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in t-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high-quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery and is a local, small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com to set up a meeting and receive a quote.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Champaign.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use mobile meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the mobile meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the mobile meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
As your business needs grow and change, BC can help manage the unique demands you face. From the day-to-day operations to financing solutions, our team is committed to providing today's producers and agribusinesses the resources needed to grow forward. Visit BC.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. BC, your dream, our promise.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen and women in November. Republicans are split amongst themselves.
A planned vote on what's described as a consensus immigration bill drafted by House Republican leaders was put on hold first so rank-and-file Republicans could get questions answered. After that session, the decision was made by GOP leaders to hold off on a vote until next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. In East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. More protests over the police shooting of an unarmed black teenager, Antoine Rose. He was killed running from a traffic stop on Tuesday. The car he was in matched the description of one used in a drive-by shooting, and police say there were two guns on the floor of that car, but none on Rose when he was shot by an officer three times. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Now ESPN 93.5 with your morning news from Jamie Monticelli that's brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. They've got a two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE, see their Facebook page, or go online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A dad has admitted he shook his child. 18-year-old William Glowiak of St. Joseph is charged. Police say the four-month-old boy is hospitalized with a brain injury. The dad says he was alone with the child at the time. Police talked with the man for 2 hours before he confessed. The number of working-age adults in the state is falling. WQAD says new U.S. Census Bureau figures show the total number of 25 to 54-year-olds in Illinois has fallen by more than 37,000. The state's population of those older than 54 went up by more than 58,000. If you plan on traveling for the 4th of July holiday, you'll have a lot of company. AAA is out with its travel forecast, saying a record-breaking 46.9 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more away from home. That would be up 5% from last year, and it is the highest number since AAA started tracking July 4th travel. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. When thinking about your past blunders, here's great advice. Let your past make you better, not bitter. Reviewing the past is not a bad idea if the goal is to learn from it and not repeat the same mistake. But being chained by the past is harmful. We don't get rid of yesterday by talking about it all the time. We get rid of its effect on us by learning from it and moving forward. When the past becomes the present, we lose the future. Today is a fresh opportunity. Your past has given you the strength and wisdom you have today, so celebrate it and don't let it haunt you. Sometimes life does not turn the way you expected or hoped. That doesn't mean you can't be happy. If you don't limit yourself to your first version of your life, there's always a bright future ahead. The past is behind. Learn from it. The future is ahead. Prepare for it. The present is here. Live it and enjoy it. Let your past make you better, not bitter. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
If you need tree trimming, stump removal, Timberworks can help you. Timberworks217.com. Timberworks217.com. Give them a call for a free quote, free estimate, 260-8522. They'll take your tree service to new heights. Timberworks, you need branches cut, trees removed, stump removal. Timberworks217.com. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got great conditions now, and there's a shot at some showers. We've got a high of 76 expected and 63-hour low tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Early shower chance at 30%. Got a high 83 expected. Partly sunny by Sunday with a high 84. Right now, we're at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you along. I'm Stevie J. We're live at Value Check this morning. If you're just tuning in, we're selling milk for 10 cents and eggs for 10 cents. We had a line far out the door starting around 6:30. It's fun, and we're here. And I want you to look at the store and see what you think. Carpeted, 8-foot aisles, great selection. Andy, how's that milk going? Everything all right?
So far, so good. Everybody's still coming in. We got plenty. I think we're good.
Okay. Well, that's what he said with 90 minutes ago. Come on, bring that bus load. see about 7 Peoria Charters, drop them off at the door. That would be good.
Hey, like I'm telling you this morning, if we sell all the milk and eggs that we ordered, then we got a lot of people in the door today. So
it's been busy. You good for you. The checkouts have been manned. I love a store where you're watching how long the line gets.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing we definitely try to avoid. You know, we know time is money this day and age. Nobody likes to wait. So whenever we get busy, we try to make sure we get an extra register open. But for this morning especially, you know, we've got them all going. We knew we'd have a lot of people in here. So
good for you. Andy Burwell's the manager of Value Check. Come on out. Milk is a dime till 9 a.m. Eggs are a dime till 9 a.m. Well, it's our buddy political strategist Boyd Matheson. He's on the phone with me. How are you, Boyd?
Hey, Stevie J. I need to come buy some milk and eggs.
Come on, man. I can get you 5 gallons of milk and 5 dozen eggs for a dollar.
I'm in.
I'll tell you. Boyd, tell people where you are, what you do.
We are in Salt Lake City, Utah. I am the opinion editor at the Deseret News, and a lucky man as a frequent guest on your show.
Well, we love having Boyd Matheson. He was also former chief of staff for Senator Mike Lee. Good to have you back. Okay, with the president and the executive order with the children, you know, terrible. Nobody liked it. We're trying to figure out immigration. Some awfully, awfully bad things have happened with this whole policy that has been non-existent. We have to fix it. Why can't we, Boyd?
It's the politics side of it. The thing I think we all have to get to first is that compassion and rule of law are absolutely compatible principles. And we got to quit trying to separate those and making this an either-or thing. Sadly, I think when the president issued his executive order, and as you said, CBJ, yes, we've got to make sure that's happening on the compassion side, but he also hit the release valve. As you know better than anyone, CBJ, Washington only functions by cliff, by deadline, and by pressure. And so he sort of released the pressure valve of getting something done, and that worries me. You know, we've already seen, I predicted that they were going to pull the bills yesterday. They did.
Yeah.
They've delayed them again today as well.
The Democrats do not want this to end. This is their midterm blue wave stirring pot. What is the motivation for the Democrats to work with the Republicans right now?
No, you just nailed it. That is the biggest problem is Democrats have decided that this is the best wedge issue they have for the midterms, and Republicans have decided we're comfortable running on tax reform and conservative judges. And so the politics is not there, but this is the thing that the American people have got to force the issue on. So what we hear out of Washington is we'll hear things like, well, you know, the House can't get it passed, so let's not bring it up. Let's just pull it. Or the Senate doesn't have 60 votes, so no sense doing this. Or the president's going to veto it, so there's ways it's done there. Or the Democrats are going to obstruct. And what we have to do is force the issue because it's very different. You know, so often they do these whip counts, and then they say, well, I don't think we have enough votes. And so then no one has to vote. And that's the problem. It's very different for a member of Congress when they're actually standing on the floor saying, I got to push one of these two buttons and it's going to immediately show my constituents where I really am.
Yeah.
And that is a big part of the problem. Or put it on the president's desk. Here's two really fast examples. Ronald Reagan passed most of his landmark legislation with a horrible, lazy, do-nothing Congress, but he forced the issue. Hmm. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid on the left, they were regularly told, the president's not going to sign that. He's going to veto that. But they passed it anyway and sent it down Pennsylvania Avenue. And when it was sitting on the president's desk, he's like, well, I guess I have to sign it. And so as citizens, we need to be screaming, make them vote. We need to be calling our members of Congress saying, take votes. We want open debate, open amendments, and we want votes because that's what we think they're to do.
Well, I'm telling you, it's extraordinarily frustrating. That's why Donald Trump is president. People are so frustrated with the system. But what is right about a system whose only motivation is power, not the good of people in Champaign, Illinois? It's all about getting votes. If the Democrats get the House back, and you know this as well as anyone, Boyd, we'll spend the next 2 years discussing impeachment, trying to tarnish his president to beat him in 2020. That's the whole plan.
No, you're exactly right. If the Democrats take control, that is going to be the dominant force for the next 2 years, which would be a horrible thing for the country. I mean, we do have to look at the things that are working and going well. And this whole problem of making it all politics all the time. I'm one of those who still believes we could solve 94.5% of the immigration issue in an afternoon.
No, I know.
The House and the Senate.
Yeah, no, it's really frustrating because, listen, we have to fix this. It isn't that hard. There's just too much at stake. You make Donald Trump look good in July, it's bad for your midterms. They can't allow it. They're going to press this thing. It's just ugly. It's not helping any of us, these poor people that are trying to find a better country. It's a mess, and I don't see how we get out of this ever, Boyd.
Yeah, I my hope is that we'll have a few real patriots on the right and the left who can step in and we see little flashes of that. I mean, my word, if anyone would have said a few years ago that we would have a Feinstein-Cruz immigration bill in the
true.
Senate, I think, you know, people would have checked your temperature and maybe checked you into an institution. And so there are flashes of it. But we got to make sure we reward that. We got to make sure we talk about that. There are some good bipartisan things there. But as you said, CBJ, the politics of it and not just the Democrats and Republicans, this is also a lot of these outside groups that raise tens of millions of dollars off of immigration as a wedge issue. They don't want this thing solved. It would dry up a lot of their money. I mean, there's been, even in the last 3 weeks, They've raised millions of dollars.
No, it's unbelievable. Well, we'll just have to see how it goes. And meanwhile, nobody wants to talk about, I'm saying mainstream, about the IG report. Some of the stuff going on with Peter Strzok almost sounded like a coup to me.
No, that's exactly right. And it's really interesting. I wrote a piece in the Deseret News last week about the IG report. And you go through all of those components of, you know, what constitutes bias and how does that play out. And what that really leads to that I'm most concerned about is I think one of the biggest crises we have in the country today is a crisis of trust. And not only is our trust in government lower than it's ever been, but that is starting to fray the fabric of society. In other words, it used to be if I asked you, are your neighbors trustworthy? Mm-hmm. 68-70% of Americans say, yep, my neighbors are trustworthy. That number is down to 22%. So not only are we not trusting big government, but it's starting to undermine our trust in each other. We're starting to become more tribal, more divided, and we withdraw. And when we start to fray the fabric of society, that's the real scary part, because then everything that is America really starts to unravel.
Boyd, how do people find and read you? What do they do?
They can go to DeseretNews.com, and weekly column is up there along with some editorials. They can also follow me on Twitter, Boyd Matheson, at Boyd Matheson. And as always, we're anxious to engage and love the work you're doing there in Champaign.
Well, we appreciate you, and if you could just get in your car in Salt Lake City and drive here, the milk might be expired by the time you got here, but we can try.
I'll give it a run.
Thank you, Boyd. Appreciate you.
Thanks, DBJ. All the best.
Boyd Matheson, political strategist. Milk for a dime, yes, sir. You coming by?
Yeah, my mom, Cricket Oliver, told me to come by. And
you go get you. Tell your mama hi. What's your mama's name?
Cricket Oliver.
Cricket?
Yeah.
Tell Cricket I say, hey, man, she's the coolest ever. She works for Sean Love.
Yeah, yeah.
I know Cricket. She's, tell her hi.
Okay,
and good to see you. Go buy milk for her for 10 cents.
Okay.
And eggs for 10 cents.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, all right, good. Cricket works for Sean Love. The
hand
person.
Carpal Tunnel Center.
Yeah. And, Cricket, she's lovely. So that was her son.
Very good.
So we're here live at Value Check. Love being out. The van's out there, too. I drove the van.
Oh, good for you, Stevie J.
Always at 10 and 2 and driving speed limit with the van.
Just like the whole staff.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We are selling milk for just a steady stream of people. I promise you, they don't normally have many people at 7 to 8 a.m. because it is pretty early. But, man, it's been just steady, steady Eddie, and you see all these gallons of milk flying out of here. Well, when the gallon of milk is a dime and the eggs are a dime, that's a good deal. So the good news is you still have time, but you have to be here by 9 a.m. But I'm confident that he did load up enough to cover us. I don't think we can possibly sell out of the amount he bought, but honestly, I don't know. It's possible we run out of 2% because he bought a whole bunch of whole milk. We don't do whole milk. We do 2%.
We do too.
Yeah.
People usually have a refrigerator at work, and you love your coworkers, right? Come on by, limit 5, but that's enough to take care of your office mates.
Well, that's true. You can give somebody a gallon of milk as a present.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wait a minute. A bonus, bosses.
There you go.
Yeah, I got a gallon of milk for you. How's that looking to you? Yeah, it's really good, too.
Exactly.
It's real delicious. Okay, well, I don't know if I would suggest a bonus of a gallon of milk, but all right, let's jump to our morning sports. You don't have to play the Cardinal rap anymore. It's very disappointing. St. Louis Cardinals are... Okay, I mean, try not to get too Debbie Downer
right
here, but they're just not very good at baseball right now. They've lost 8 of 11, and they lead the league in errors. That is so not St. Louis. The baseball is not good, and I don't, Cardinal fans don't like that.
Well, okay. And neither does John Rooney as he begins our Redbird recap saying,
right,
this is ugly. Milwaukee over St. Louis 11-3. They've got a game at 7:10 from Miller Park. Of course, Milwaukee NL Central leaders and running tight with the Cubs. Cincinnati over the Cubs 6-2 yesterday, though. And 6:10 first pitch heard on US 105.9 today. A's and White Sox postponed to a doubleheader today. That was the 40th rainout of the MLB season, so taking note of that.
On to the College World Series, Florida over Texas Tech. Texas Tech now eliminated. 9-3 was the final. And Florida now taking on Arkansas tonight. Also happening in action today, Mississippi State and Oregon State. Since we're on college, let's talk about Illinois football recruiting news with Kyron Crumbie, a five-star running back out of Plano, Texas. This is the sixth commitment for Lovie Smith for the class of 2019. On to the NBA draft, we had the Phoenix Suns get the number one pick in DeAndre Ayton, a center out of Arizona. Chicago Bulls are feeling good about their positioning with Wendell Carter Jr. and Chandler Hutchinson. And then the Pacers with the number three pick being Aaron Holiday, a guard out of UCLA. I was just reading more about Kevin Ollie, a assistant coach out of UConn, improper contact and improper workouts after a nearly six-hour interview with NCAA officials. Kevin Ollie has been fired. Barry Trotz found a job very quickly after winning the Stanley Cup with the Washington Capitals inside the last few weeks. He's now the head coach for the New York Islanders. And also happening in Cromwell, Connecticut, is some PGA action with Nick Hardy, 1-under 69. It looks like Zach Johnson and Jordan Spieth at 7-under on the top of the leaderboard. But good to see our former Illini in action. And Nick's pretty new at this, isn't he?
I think this is his first professional tournament. Yeah, and Dylan Meyer, who made $122,000 by finishing 20th in the U.S. Open, this is his second professional tournament, so not a bad first paycheck for Dylan Meyer, former Illini, and just off the amateur circuit. Don't let your summer pass you by without a trip to Busch Stadium. The Cardinals host the Reds July 13th through the 15th. There are great giveaways all weekend long, including the Adam Wainwright bobblehead presented by SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital.
That.
Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions. You're going to get milk, eggs. It's 5 gallons and 5 gallons for a dollar.
Right back.
Go get your milk. Dr. Alan File, Sugar Buster Extraordinaire, just came in with his lovely daughter, and
excellent.
I gave him the full dollar.
Okay.
Because he does so much for Sugar Busters. Marcy Stegging said, I don't want your quarter. Okay. I'm just fine.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Sugar Busters,
for a nickel.
I got another couple of dollars. Next few Sugar Busters, I'll cover the whole darn thing.
I see.
Maybe not the 12 cents at the register if there's tax, so. Anyway, I can't tell you the steady stream. Milk and eggs. Go get them. Steady, 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 Eddie. I mean, I can't. I've lost count. I don't have any idea how many people come through, but there's a lot. We're selling milk for a dime. Have you ever in your life bought a gallon of milk for 10 cents? No. Have you ever bought a dozen eggs for 10 cents? No. You have till 9 o'clock, which is now 1 hour and 9 minutes away. Okay? Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com. We got a Cosera, I think the new printer we have. Pretty dang nice. We like it. Okay, weather brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc. I worked there. Oh, yeah. I worked for 3 full hours and pressed the socks off of them when I was there. I was looking at my watch every 5 minutes. When am I done? Shop CMI. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated online, cmiclean.com, 359-6262. Check out their Kyvac touchless cleaning systems, like putting your business, gym, daycare, office, restroom through a car wash. I did that. No bacteria. You get all the bacteria gone without touching anything. Check them out. Ask about Kyvac touchless cleaning system at CMI, cmiclean.com, 359-6262.
Well, slight chance of rain this morning, and then a 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Cloudy tonight with a low 63. 77 the high again tomorrow. 20% chance of showers early. 63 the low Saturday night with a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Into Sunday's forecast, high 83, low 63. Pretty good start to summer since that was yesterday. We're currently at 68 with the overcast conditions. ESPN 93.5.
Bananas are 41 cents a pound. That's pretty good. Ooh, those Gala apples. The produce area here is, for a place that saves you money, very, very nice.
So if you want to come out and get the milk and eggs, 5 gallons of milk and 5 dozen eggs for $1, can't do much better than that for you, my friend. You have till 9 o'clock to get to North Manis. Turn left on Glen Park Drive. You'll see our van out front here. I had it positioned kind of by the door and then kind of blocking the stop signs. I didn't like that, so I kind of moved it a little away from the door. So anyway, you'll see it. And I'm right by that. So come on in, say hello. Grab a cart because you can't carry, what is a gallon of milk, 8 pounds?
Mm.
Something like that.
Not that heavy.
Isn't it? Okay, somebody text in 359-2255. How much does a gallon of milk weigh?
Right.
I thought it was 8 pounds. In my head, it's 8 pounds.
Okay.
So that would be 5 times 8, 40. So you're putting a sack of sand in your trunk. 5 gallons, 40 pounds, something like that. 359-2255. Always welcome to text in as well. Love going out broadcasting live. That's what we're doing today at Value Check.
You are right. 8.6 pounds.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm here all day.
You're so impressive with your knowledge.
Thank you very much. There goes Dr. File. He's leaving now.
I want to remind folks about the limited offer you were talking about. Also, the case for our Pro Camp as we work with Welch's Fruit Snacks. Today's the day, and your first through eighth grader could be on the field with Javier Baez of the Chicago Cubs with this fun educational camp coming their way on July 19th. So nominate now, ESPNCU.com. Later today, we've got a winner that we'll choose off of ESPNCU.com.
Okay, so we're still nominating, but I'm not announcing in this show.
I don't believe so, but that could happen in an hour if it does.
Okay, you let me know.
Okay.
And we're going to give that away. It's two of them, right?
That's right.
That's awesome. Okay, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. If you're looking for a new vehicle, I cannot tell you how impressed I am with Honda, because they are a Honda President's Award winner, meaning milk and eggs are 10 cents. Go buy milk and eggs for 10 cents. Load them up.
Oh, I'm getting a text from Kevin asking, where are you? It's 1914.
Oh, thank you.
Glen Park Drive off of Mattis.
Oh, tell Mike.
Just to take care of you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Kevin, we're here at Glen Park Drive, so you have till 9. And again, it's just North Mattis, left on Glen Park Drive, milk and eggs for 10 cents each. Okay, Honda BMW. Honda is a top 10% dealer in the country. It is very, very difficult to achieve this. So go find out what that looks like. You're going to see service and sales and wonderful people. And they're going to put you in a vehicle you'll love. Honda has a wonderful, fabulous line of vehicles. Ma'am, watch yourself. Man, the cars are just flying through. Easy. Please slow down.
Got to get to work with my milk.
Yeah. Anyway, Honda BMW, it's, BMW side is fabulous. They are the official provider of the vehicle for Miss Illinois 2018. It's Honda BMW. Say hey to Ben Quattron, drivechampagne.com, off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. We'll be back after this news break with more, one more hour from Value Check, selling milk for 10 cents, selling eggs for 10 cents, or one more hour. We'll be back.
Here's the text in saying, 5 gallons of milk, 5 dozen eggs, 20 cups, some chocolate, less than $5. Thank you, Stevie.
I got chocolate in there?
Why not do some chocolate milk?
I got to buy some food while I'm here.
Okay.
I got to get some.
Well, you go do that. ESPN 93.5.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Here's the latest on the Lakers. Apparently, the Lakers have called the Spurs and inquired about a Kawhi Leonard trade. And why wouldn't they? With all that smoke, with all that news reports, with all the push from Kawhi Leonard, if you're Magic Johnson, if you're Rob Pelinka, you got to make that call. So they did. And as one Lakers source put it, they basically shut the door on us. No players were discussed. And as ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported Thursday, there has been no further dialogue between the teams. So the Lakers got a thanks but no thanks from the Spurs. Don't call us, we'll call you. You can't blame the Lakers, man. Shoot your shot. Worst they can say is no. That's my motto in life.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.